This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You hear that? Your dog knows. Spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
It's time for Nickel or Dime. Should you spend $500 or $1,000? Open up those wallets. We give you the answers on Nickel or Dime on BetQL Daily.
At BetQL Daily on Twitter, Joe Ostrowski and Chris Ranji. Subscribe to the BetQL Daily podcast, iTunes, Spotify, and podcatcher of your choice. Subscribe, rate, and review if you use iTunes. We bring on Jake Hassan. I think it's Jake Hassan hosting. Are you the host, Jake, today? Or is it somebody else? Or is it Eli?
No, it will be me today.
All right. Fantastic.
What happened to Eli? Where's he at?
What goes on there? Like, I never know if he's in the room, if he's listening to the show, or just kind of plans out the show, doesn't hear a minute of it. Like, what's going on over there?
Yeah, I honestly have not seen him in about 3 or 4 days, so I'm not sure what's going on. But I'm kind of getting comfortable in the studio now, so this is a dangerous game he's playing.
That means so are people walking around the studio without masks after getting the news last night?
Honestly, I have not seen a single person yet today. So,
good idea.
I will let you know.
Who do you talk to? Who do you talk to at this in the Score Studios when you see them?
I talked to Jordan Malley. I talked to Jordan Malley. I talked to Shane. Shane's a buddy.
Oh, God.
That's unfortunate.
Shane brings me gifts every now and then, so that's pretty cool. But
what kind of gift? Wait, me food?
Food, or when there was like White Claw surges a couple weeks ago, he brought me one of those. So that was pretty sweet.
Nice. Yeah.
Pizza Friday, right? There'll be pizza around the station?
I don't know. I'll be too busy working out. No big deal.
Shut up. What?
Oh, God.
What? Wow. Is the gym open in the building?
Yeah, it is.
That is one of the best deals that I've come across, Ranji.
Oh, it's crazy.
There's a gym there?
Oh, yeah.
Gym? Yes. Gym at the station. It's a huge. Where is it? Prudential 2?
Prudential, yeah.
Prudential Plaza number 2. Lifetime membership. Is
what
a one-time fee of $50? Never seen anything like that. That's a great deal.
Is that new?
I got it a couple years ago, and I haven't used it in over a year because I haven't been down there.
I've been gone for 5 years almost.
It was there when you were working there.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Nobody told me about anything in the building. I only knew there was Rome, the coffee place downstairs. That's it. By the way, let me talk about Eli.
Okay.
Do you know Eli calls me? Like he makes phone calls.
So he stopped calling me, and I was replaced by you. And thank you, Ranji. I love it. Isn't it stressful? Isn't it like a lot of energy?
Yeah. So I look at my call log, on my phone. Gosh. The only person I talk to on the phone is my mom. That's it.
Yeah.
So like if you look at my call log, it's like mother, 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 Eli, Eli. Eli, mother, Eli. Like, what is this dude calling me for? Send a text message.
And what is it usually about?
It just, this stuff. but it's stuff that could be resolved with, you know, like BetQL stuff. But it could always be resolved with a text. Doesn't have to be a phone call.
I get none of this. I get none of it.
Good for you, man.
You need to get into a fight with him and just like scream at him. And then it ends. That's what I did.
I like him. I like Eli. I don't want to have to fight him, you know, or argue with him.
You're going to have to.
Look, I'll accept the phone call every now and
then. It'll be uncomfortable for a week, and then it's probably fine, even though I know he's got, like, yeah, I don't even want to.
He only ever texts me. He never calls me for stuff. He only ever texts me. But I also keep my phone on Do Not Disturb, so it always goes right to voicemail.
You probably would never pick up. And he knows Ronji's going to pick up.
Yeah, I'm nice.
Kind of a ricochet shot at Ronji right there. Like he doesn't have anything better to do but talk to Eli.
Well, no, he knows I'm nice. That's the thing. I'm a nice guy.
And he thinks he's your friend. I don't know if that's accurate.
I love Eli.
Would you call him a friend? A best friend?
Yeah.
Forever?
Best friend? No. He is a friend. Will we be friends forever? I would think so. Unless we go into business together and then he screws me over. And
or
then
if
I'll
you take Joe's
him.
Advice and scream at him for a week.
I am not going to scream at Eli.
It felt so good.
Honestly, I can't even imagine Ronji screaming. Like, I can't even get that picture in my head.
Yeah.
Can you imagine me?
Yes.
I'm a nice person.
I didn't say
you were. No, you're not. You're actually the opposite of nice.
Joe, last week you spent about 5 minutes saying how you were mad at a child at the checkout line.
That's true. A kid with special needs, too. And you were talking about, like,
fake news. What are you talking about?
I believe the term red hot boiling rage was used.
Anyways, we actually are on the air, believe it or not. So I think people are here for Nickel or Dime. I know it sounds like we're just like at the bar having a beer.
We're riffing.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Let's go Nickel and Dime here.
Yeah, Nickel and Dime.
Or Dime. Come on.
Whatever, dude.
Ronji, are we friends?
No.
No, that's fair. Okay.
We could be friends.
How do we not have... Didn't Elia say that in his rant about Cubs fans? The Nickel or Dimers?
I don't remember.
It'd have to be cleaned up, but yeah. When he was ranting.
I'm sure that you've got it back in the building. The clean version of the Lee Elia rant.
Yeah.
Like how... Yeah. What was it that... he's like 85% of the world is working. The other 15% come here,
like
for Wrigley Field.
See, usually you rip on fans for not showing up, and he's ripping on them for showing up. That's how bad it was at the end there. All right, go ahead, Jake. We've been wasted enough time.
Alrighty, to the segment. Would you rather spend $500 on the Red Sox at 21-1 to win it all, or $1,000 on the White Sox at 10-1?
Ooh, Sox or Sox? Which one you going with? I have to go with the White Sox at 10-1, and I'm trying to make sure that I'm not overreacting to what we've seen over the past week here. FanGraphs has the White Sox odds at 7.1% of winning the World Series and the Red Sox at 3.8%. But to make the playoffs, it's a coin flip, they say, for Boston, and for the White Sox, 78.5%. My metrics say it's 100% the White Sox will be in the playoffs. They're going to win the division. Boston, I don't think they will. So I would still go with the White Sox at 10-1.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You know, I want to bet White Sox here, and I probably will. I'll probably go with the 1,000, but I'm going to tell you the 500. The nickel for Boston is really intriguing because the payout is greater. The commitment is less. The payout is greater. And comparably speaking, both teams have good pitching. Like they're both really good so far. So and
White Sox are better.
The White Sox are better, but Boston is also statistically kind of right there, Joe. I mean, we're talking about a top 10 pitching team, both in relief and in the starting staff.
Hendricks is better than this, right? Liam Hendricks?
I think so. I think so. The thing about closers is you don't really know, and they just spent a lot of money on him, and it would not be unprecedented if it turns out he's just not as good anymore, or he's not going to be that good this year. There's a lot of fluctuation with relievers, but I think there's still time to figure that out with him. The thing about the White Sox, though, that you're probably right on is they're the division is going to be way more winnable than what will happen in the American League East. Boston's going to have a lot more to deal with, but the Red Sox still could make it in as a wild card. If anything else, you know, if they don't win the division, I still think they're probably going to be a wild card team. I'm still going to bet the White Sox, but I do think that nickel for Boston is really intriguing.
MVP talk, $500 on Fernando Tatis Jr. at +750. Or $1,000 on Ronald Acuna Jr. at +260.
Joe, I'm going with Acuna here. And the reason is I'm still concerned about Tatis and his shoulder. I know everything looks good right now. I really hope that he's able to stay on the field for the rest of the year, but I would be lying if I told you I wasn't concerned about it. So my dime is on Ronald Acuna to end up winning.
So you're worried about Tatis's injury.
Yeah.
I'm worried about his stats. Like, I'm looking in the National League at the top F4 players. He doesn't make the first page, top 50. He's got a 0.7 F4. There is no reason that he should be +750. The odds should be much better. So, and Acuna, number one in F4. Come on now. It's Acuna. If you're betting on these between these two players, you've got to go with Diamond Acuna.
But I also think, Joe, that maybe the injury has something to do with the fact
sure.
that he's not. And he looked good when he came back immediately, but, you know, long and season.
I'm hesitating. Is he the face of baseball? I think he is, or we want him to be.
Well, we want him to be, and I think he wants to be.
Yeah.
Which is the difference between him and Mike Trout, is that Trout doesn't really care all that much about that stuff, but Tatis does.
White Sox had Tatis. Dude. Oh my goodness. This team. Yeah.
I know, right? Look what they're doing without their two big bats.
Are you worried about Cunha's injury from yesterday, though? The ankle?
Not as much as a shoulder.
We have to see. Yeah.
Yeah. I need to see, but you know, when that shoulder starts barking and it's been a problem for him for a couple of years. Like, this isn't when he got injured at the beginning of this season. That wasn't the first time he's been dealing with shoulder stuff. So that does concern me long term.
A note on the AL MVP. Would you? It's kind of interesting. Trout and Otani.
Would you rather?
It's not a would you rather, but Trout or Otani are -115 versus the field.
Oh,
field.
Oh, yeah.
They still last place in the AL West.
I don't know about that. I mean, you'd have to think they would take votes away from one another just because they play on the same team. But yeah. Mike Trout is clearly the best player. And I know that I've said in the past that people are dying to vote for a player like Otani. If he keeps it up, he's going to get a ton of those votes. But I can't, I mean, of those two players, and then you look at the rest of the league, I just don't know who you could vote for anybody else right now.
Yeah. Well, there'll be somebody. There'll be somebody that pops, that goes on a crazy, crazy run.
Yeah.
But you're probably right. Right now, it would be one of them, but
Trout's as good as ever.
Like, it's the second, we're halfway through May, and right. I get the entire American League except for two players. So that's just where I'm coming from on that one.
Okay. I just think we're looking at the two best players, though. But yeah, but you're right. Well, Trout has lost MVPs when he deserved it. So if we go by that trend, you are probably onto something.
NBA, $500 on the Clippers to win it all at +450 or $1,000 on the Nets at +250.
This is a tough one. This is tough. Clippers +450 or the Nets +250 because of the path. And I'm always going to bring this up when you look at Eastern Conference versus the Western. I've got to go with the Nets at +250. I'm spending a lot of money, but I'm 3-for-3 dime.
I'm also dime on this too, because the Nets are getting healthy. If they stay healthy, they're going to have Harden healthy, most likely. That is the best team in the NBA. And the only thing that concerns me, or maybe I should say but and not and, is the way Milwaukee is playing lately. But mm-hmm. I still don't think they have enough. If they were to match up in a series, I don't think Giannis alone can defeat the Brooklyn Nets if they're healthy.
You still got to be in believe it when I see it from Milwaukee, right, in the postseason.
Absolutely.
With the coaching matchups, sure. Which one are we going with, Jake, NFL?
Which one do you want, Joe? Which one would you like? Which one intrigues you the most?
The last one.
$500 on Kyler Murray at 20-1 to win NFL MVP or $1,000 on Josh Allen at 12-1.
Kyler Murray at 20-1 among or close to some of the favorites is lunacy. The Arizona Cardinals are not getting to 10, 11, 12 wins this year in that division. So that means he has no shot at winning the MVP. If you're betting on Murray, just send it to me in Bitcoin, however you want. Just send me your money. I will take your action. You got to go with Josh Allen. My God.
Yeah. I don't see how you go. I mean, of the two teams, which one's most likely to be a playoff team? It's Buffalo.
Oh, I mean, it's not even close.
Yeah. I mean, they already were, they're going to be again. I don't see how you go any other direction.
That's Chris Ranji. I'm Joe Ostrowski.
Thank you, Jake, your money
for hosting Nickel or Dime on BetQL Daily. Coming up next, Ranji's here, so we get to do betting aside. We're only allowed to do it when Ranji's here.
Nice.
So keep it locked into the BetQL Audio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.